beautiful Thursday, and I hope you had a chance to listen to Tuesday's teaching, where I asked you to look at your overall perspective on life, whether you're feeling like your outlook on life is positive or negative, and then to look at your current situation around whether you felt positive or negative about your life. No matter where you are, it doesn't matter. I would not tell you that you have to feel positive, and I would not tell you that you shouldn't feel negative. What we're trying to do, though, when we move into our next steps, is to know that by feeling better and good in ourselves, to know that we believe in the potentials and the possibilities and the path that lies ahead for us, and to know that we are capable of getting on that path and actually getting to where we want to be as a result of that path, is obviously quite important. And, you know, having, like I said on Tuesday, today you could feel positive, tomorrow you could feel negative, the next day you could feel a bit blah, I'm not really sure how you know you feel at all. But when we're wanting to take our next steps, mindset is a piece that we do need to work on. I've probably shared before, and it's time for me, that 40% of the brain actually has choice. 60% of the brain, the scientifically proven, is conjured up by our subconscious thoughts, our past experiences, our memories, our traumas. But 40% is actually completely clear and completely free from all of that to make choice. And in making choice, it's about choosing whether we see something in a positive light or a negative light. And that is not always easy to do. If you're in a particularly stressful time in your life and you feel run down and you feel unappreciated and you feel like you're getting nowhere, it could be really hard to say, oh my God, let's think positive. And sometimes when we are feeling positive and we want to sustain that, it can be hard to sustain that, because as human beings, we're going, like I've talked about with dark and light energies, we're going to flick between positive and negative feelings. This is the normal way we are as people. And there's nothing wrong with either part of that. But what is important is that when the negative stuff comes up, that we offer an opportunity to look at that and to try and figure out why we're feeling that way. And also, like I would say, if I'm having a bad day and I just know I'm having a bad day and everything's really pissing me off or frustrating me, I just nowadays kind of say to myself, right, like I can't think about that thing I want to do or that thing I want to change because I'm bringing all of this negative energy to it. I need to just not think about it or not give it space until I can kind of bring myself out of this place. Now, I might be able to do that in a day or it might take a week, depending on the circumstances that are going on around us. So it's about giving yourself a break. It's about knowing that you're not always going to be in this really high vibrational state. And we're being taught a lot to, if you think positive, you'll get to where you want to be. But not if you're pretending to think positive or not if you're forcing yourself to think positive. So what I'd like you to do today is, and this isn't, like before I say, this kind of exercise about gratitude, this isn't a gratitude exercise. I want you to start to look for things that you do feel good about. There are so many good things going on in your current life. And a lot of us can look at other people's lives and say, God, but they have this and they do this and they look this way or they work in that place or they have that much money. They must feel great. Why are they so negative? But we don't know what people's outlooks are. Okay, some people can have everything in the world and feel like they have nothing. And that sometimes it's based on past experience, or sometimes they literally just are not happy in themselves. So they just live in that space. But either way, no, we never really know what's going on for anybody else. And we can't look to anybody else or compare ourselves. We have to focus on how we really feel. So I obviously want you guys to be able to get onto your path of your next steps. I want to do that for myself as well. And I know for myself, like I spoke to my friend about this over the weekend, I've gone through like a huge amount of stress over the summer. Like, I mean, I thought I'd been through enough stress and then more came, bucketfuls of it. And I just thought to myself, like, oh my God, I just don't want to be in this space. Like, so over the last few weeks, I've been just trying to really process it and digest it, but I'm really irritable at the moment. And I only said to my husband before I started recording this, God, I'm so irritable. And I've really tried like my normal techniques of trying to clear it and release it. What I realised is it kind of just needs to run through my system a little bit. I'm allowed to be irritated. It has been a stressful time. But I don't want to feel like that because it doesn't feel good to me. So I'm acknowledging that I feel irritated. I know why it's there, but I also know that I would like to remove it. But if that's going to take a few days or a few weeks, I have to just go with it and let that happen. But the main point I'm making there is I'm doing something about it. I know, and I'm sure you know people in your life that can be irritated 24/7, 365 days a year. They are constantly in that space of irritation. They're cynical. They're angry. We don't want to live in that space, because aside from taking our next steps, it's not good for you from a stress level, from a health point of view, from a mental health perspective. It's not good at all. Mindset is a massive part of allowing ourselves to move forward, because it's about whether we think that's possible and whether we can think in a good space to get ourselves to where we need to be. But the main way that we're going to do that is about how we feel. And if that's good, we enjoy it. And if that's bad, we look at how we can deal with it so we move back into the good space. So as this is only like a very short week on mindset, I know these two teachings this week have probably only like touched on these things, but they're planting seeds in your brain or in your mind for you to think about. And I'll finish off again saying your brain has 40% of how it chooses to think, how it chooses to see things, and how it chooses to gain perspective on things. 40%. That's a massive, massive amount. And yes, we have past experiences. Yes, we've distresses that go on. I just shared my own irritations that I have at the moment, but I still have a choice every day when I get up. So think about that. And I hope that helps. And I look forward to chatting to you next week as we move into moving out of our comfort zone. Probably one of the bloody hardest things to do. So I'll talk to you soon and have a great weekend.